This is the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast, your go-to place for mindset transformation, self-empowerment, and personal development. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm a mindset coach for ambitious human beings who are wildly passionate about up-leveling themselves so that they can live a limitless life with ease. I'm here to show you how to create the life of your dreams and powerfully step into your full potential, and of course, live fiercely. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. Today I have an Instagram live for you, a replay to dive into, and I hope that you enjoy it. And I'm just going to preface that this is not the best audio quality, but that's what happens when you do Instagram live. So I hope you enjoy it. The quantity and quality of the conversation is very good, and that's going to be of service, and that's what matters. So today I'm going to be diving into
why giving more value won't sign you more clients during a masterclass launch. And I'm going to talk about a situation last September that I can laugh at now, but it was literally a fucking nightmare of a launch that I did. And this experience was very challenging because I know that I'm not the only person who does this kind of thing online to obviously sign more clients into their program. So hello, Arden. I'm so excited to see you here. So what I did last September is I decided, I was like, okay, at that point I was not doing live masterclass launches. I was like, when I do this, nobody shows up. It's not for me. Fuck this. I'm tired of being rejected. I had all kinds of feelings about it. And so I decided, I was like, okay, well, I have a lot of podcast listeners, so I'm just going to do a podcast series, and I'm going to drop 14 podcast episodes over the course of 28 days, and I'm going to send 14 emails to my email list to promote this program. And it didn't work out. It didn't work out. I spent a month recording podcast episodes, emailing them, publishing them, and it didn't work out. And I'm going to tell you why. So in my mind is I saw giving more value, doing more, giving more free things, talking about the program. I was diving into the gene keys and how I really believed that this could be an asset for people in their business. But I was unable to speak to why the gene keys could solve people's problems in business. So when I did this launch and I dropped these 14 podcast episodes over 28 days, I was really focused on how amazing the gene keys were, and I was not focused on what problems this program could solve for my people. So what ended up happening was I had a lot of downloads. I had people who were like, oh my God, I love your content. This is so inspiring. And no one signed up. And this is something that I think that people, they get stuck on the value train. They're like, oh, I just need to give more value. I need to do more things. I need to make my launch longer, I need to be louder, and they're just giving more information. But the thing is that when you're giving more value without intention or context, you're just giving more information. And when there's no crux of like how you apply that information or how you take action with that information, it's essentially useless, which is so blunt to say, but I want to show you this. When you are providing value and you are giving information and you are teaching and educating and you're doing problem awareness content and you're showing your people how they can support themselves, how your thing, your program, your offer supports them, you're being very intentional because you're showing them something, you're teaching them something. It's like the metaphor of teaching somebody to fish versus giving them fish. When we're just doing educational content and we are not showcasing how we can support somebody to solve their problem, we are literally giving them fish. Like giving them fish, take all the fish, here's all the fish, and next thing you know, they're fucking full, they don't sign up for your program. And so it's very important to look at, like, every time you post, every time you send an email, every time you are doing something on your podcast, are you giving the context? And is there an intention to be a contribution to your client or your potential client beyond just giving more information? So I love, Arden, how you're so engaged with this. So anytime I post, it's like, what is the point of this for my dream client? Exactly. Like, the work that we put out there is to be of service. It's not to prove ourselves or to say like, oh, I'm so good, you should hire me. It's not that at all. It's literally about being a contribution. And yes, I think too, for 2024, we need to show more of our process and frameworks behind the scenes to build more trust. I totally agree. I feel like in the last several years in the industry, a lot of people have talked about their success from numbers in terms of, this is how much money I made, this is how many clients I signed, this is how many people are in my membership, this is how much growth I've had. And here's the thing, there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with celebrating the number of people you've helped, the amount of money you made. But the ultimate thing is, like, if you notice, that is the end of the process. That is the consequence of showing up, right? That is the fish. And so when you were talking about how you take people from point A to point B, you show them the process. That is what's going to make a difference for people to sign up and to work with you. And so last year, when I was doing this entire launch and nobody signed up and I was showing up and I was doing the work and posting and podcasting and all the things, I was literally just giving more information. I was unable to show the gene keys of the tool. Here's how it's going to solve your problems. Here's how, when you use the gene keys, you can emotionally regulate yourself for a masterclass launch. Here's how, when you specifically contemplate the Pearl Sequence, it's going to show you how you are a contribution through your work. Like, that is so specific. And that's what's missing for me, and that's why I fell flat on my face last year when I did this launch. And it was very valuable. There's a lot of information, but I was not specific enough. And so I feel that this is something that people don't realize, because the other thing is, people get really hung up on being problem aware or pointing out problems like it's a bad thing. Like, oh my God, I don't wanna point out problems because I'm gonna cause people pain. But the thing is, if you think about it, people are already in pain because they have a fucking problem. Like, you're not creating anything that isn't already there. It's like somebody going to a doctor, somebody who is trained and aware of the human body, and they go to the doctor and they're like, I'm really inflamed, I'm unable to sleep at night, like I'm having all these issues, you know, I try to read about it online in bed, I'm scrolling on my phone, and right there, the doctor knows this person's scrolling on their phone at night, this is why they can't sleep. But instead of making them feel bad, they're like, oh, maybe you should just take some melatonin or have a chamomile tea before bed. And it's like, that's not a contribution. And so when we're looking at being specific and we're looking at showing people like, hey, this is why you have this issue, here's how I can help you, that is being of service. And I think once you really get that, it literally changes everything in terms of how you create content, how you send emails, how you do live streams, how you do anything, right? Even back in the day, I used to show up on live streams and it would be like, oh, here's this information about this, I'm gonna talk about that, but I wasn't actually like coming on with a specific thing. Whereas today I'm coming on and I'm talking to you about why it's important to get specific, why just providing more value in your work without any context or intention is the reason why people say you're inspiring, I love your work, but they don't sign up to work with you. Like, I'm specifically on this live stream solving a problem for you. And so this is the thing that makes such a difference for people. And it's just a permission slip. It's a permission slip to be confident to say, I can fucking help you. It's a permission slip to showcase the skills that you have, because you cannot solve problems that you have not experienced yourself. Like, you cannot solve problems that you've never had. Like, you're being a contribution. What it is, you already know. There's nothing fraud about it. You're just being a contribution. And so I think that this is something that's so important, because when you get really specific, this is the shift that happened for me. So I had the shit storm in September. I'm doing the launch, 14 podcast episodes, so many downloads on my channel, 0 signups for my program. Like, it was just unbelievable. And I could not specify why the gene keys and human design could help people solve their problems in their business. And when I did the launch in February for Signature Program by Design, and I did a masterclass series launch, what happened was I had over 200 signups. My email list grew by 150 people. I made 15K cash. I signed on incredible clients. There was 900 replays. Like, it was just unbelievable. It's because there was no new information about the gene keys or human design, but it was how I was talking about it. And so when I got really specific, I was like, okay, my ideal clients, I'm obviously somebody who does business coaching. I love helping entrepreneurs. People are not clear enough on who their ideal client is. They don't know how to have human design and gene keys apply to business beyond embodiment, like following your strategy and authority. Like, how the fuck do I apply this to business? And then the other thing is, they don't know how their gene keys, their energy, impacts their clients. So when I shifted this in that masterclass series launch, when I covered this, this is what I talked about. I talked about how to get specific with your ideal client through your Pearl Sequence, how to stand out in your industry by leveraging the energy of your human design and gene keys. And I really looked at the geniuses of your gene keys and how they help solve your clients' problems. This is why people showed up. It's not like I didn't just pump out more information. I didn't just give more value without intention or context. it was like very specific in terms of this is how this is connected to that and it's going to fix this for you. And so this is something that I think is so underrated. It was such a small shift. It created such a big impact. And for me to be able to go years not doing a live masterclass launch, to having like zero signups, minimal engagement, to doing a launch where there was hundreds of people that showed up. There was so many people on the call, like people were live, they were engaged, they were getting value. Like I rewrote my story. And I think that's so important because we look outside of ourselves to be like, okay, who's going to give me the permission to be able to do this thing? Because I've tried to do this thing before and it didn't work. And it's like, I decided I'm going to go refine my fucking messaging, get clear on my client, and I'm going to come back and do this thing that has failed more times than it's worked because it's about being of service. And so this is something that I'm really excited about because...
On Monday, the Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series Mastermind begins. And this is a 4-week mastermind style program where I'm going to give you the process and step-by-step of what you need to do in order to create a masterclass launch into a paid program. And we're going to be using Human Design and Gene Keys as part of the strategy. So that's going to be the energetic piece. And then I'm going to give you the framework piece. So what's included are 4 weekly group hot seat coaching Q&A calls. We're going to have a Facebook community so I can give you feedback on your work, and then also a group WhatsApp. So my intention for this is really for you to experience what it's like to be working alongside fellow women who are unapologetically refining their skills and business so that they can get the fuck out of their own way and be of service through the work that they're here to give. So I'm really, really looking forward to this. And I want to invite you to check out the link in the show notes to sign up, or you can DM me the word Maven on Instagram, and my Instagram handle will be in the show notes for you to click as well. So we start on April the 8th. We go until May 8th. The doors close on the 7th. And if you're listening to this after the 8th, or should I say after the 7th, check the show notes because the link will be there for you to be able to invest in this program as a self-paced offer. So I'm really excited to work with you and to have a great time in this container because I'm just so lit up by supporting entrepreneurs. So if you can take a moment to subscribe to the channel and leave a review, and if this episode resonated with you, shoot me a message on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll chat with you in the next episode.